This is the Daf Yomi Masechta review, Masechta Nida, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Harav Shmuel Pinchas ben Harav Yehuda Arya Halevi Heber Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
Bisman Hazeh, the Iser Tumas Nida, is Nogea vis-a-vis the husband-wife relationship. That if a person's wife is a Nida, if a man has relations with her, he may be Chayav Karis. This is learned from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yud Ches. And the Pasuk says, V'ish asher yishkav es isha dava, v'gila es ervasa, es mekaira he'era, v'hi gilsa es mekar dameha, v'nichvesu shnehem mikerev amam. In addition, bizman shabes hamigdash hayakayim, if a woman was a Nida, since she is Tameh, it was usur for her to touch Truma or any Kodshim. Our first Mishnah here will discuss the Tumah of an Isha Nida as it relates to Kodshim, not as it relates to the husband-wife relationship. Before we begin the Mishnah, let's do a brief Hakdama to Hilchas Nida as it relates to the practical Halachas Bizman Hazeh. The purpose of this Hakdama is not to paskin any Halachas, but rather to familiarize ourselves with the basic concepts of Hilchas Nida. The actual halachas are complex, and since we're dealing with an iser midaraisa and a potential chiyuv karis, when in doubt, it's crucial that one ask his rav to paskin these type of shilas. Basically, any woman who experiences bleeding from her uterus, from the makar, regardless of how much blood she sees, is considered to be a nida. Whether the flow of the blood occurred during her normal menstrual period, or at any other time for that matter, she's considered a nida. Normally, the blood flow will begin to occur once every 30 days. At this point, even if she only sees a small amount of dam, in fact, a very small amount, tipas dam kechardel, she becomes a nida midaraisa. Once she becomes a nida, she will only become mutter to her husband for relations if she passes through 5 stages. The first stage is a 5-day waiting period, which is at least 5 days, which have passed from the time that she became a nida. The second stage is Hefsik Tara, which means that the woman examines herself internally when the 5-day period or more than 5-day period ends to make sure that all the bleeding and staining has stopped. The third stage is called the Shivanikiyam. This means she's observed 7 clean days that she sees that she has not had dam. Stage number 4 is her preparing herself in order to go into the mikveh and removing anything that could potentially be a chatzitza between her body and the water from the mikveh. And finally, the final stage is tefillah, that she actually immerses her body completely inside a mikveh, which is kosher. The first stage, as we mentioned, is a period that a woman has to wait of 5 days. A woman who sees blood, or she sees a stain of a blood, must wait at least 5 days before she can begin counting the Shiva Nikiyam, even if bleeding has stopped before that time. Obviously, a woman with a longer period has to wait longer, so it may even be 6 or 7 days. Therefore, if she first saw blood on Sunday, she cannot make a Hefsik Tara before Thursday afternoon. For the purposes of counting 5 days, we hold Miktis Hayoim Kikulei. Even a partial part of a day is considered like a full day. So, for example, if she sees blood at 3 p.m. on Sunday, Sunday counts as the first of the 5 days. On the 5th day, before Shkia, or no earlier than 2 to 2.5 hours before the Shkia, she does a Bedika, she does an examination with a white cloth. The purpose of this examination is to confirm that her menstrual bleeding has stopped in order that she could then proceed counting the Shiva Nikiyam. Of course, if she does find some dam, or she still continues to see blood even on the 5th day, which is certainly not uncommon, then she can't do the Hefsik Tara until the 6th or 7th day, whenever it is that she stops seeing the dam. But if she does this Hefsik Tara, and she sees it's completely clean, then we say the Hefsik Tara has occurred, and then Shiva Nikiyam can begin. After the Hefsik Tara, we're machmir to do what we call a Moich Dachuk, which is the sheet of the Rashba. This means that the woman puts a cloth inside for the entire Ben HaShemashes period to be absolutely sure that it's completely clean. From this point on, each day of the 7 days, she must make 2 bedikas, twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening before the Shkia. Of course, the bedikas must be clean from any red color or anything similar to a strange color. And if the woman finds anything that she's not sure about, she has to ask a shayla. After a full 7 days has gone by, she's now potentially ready to go to the mikveh. Now here it's important to point out that the shivin akiyim have to be a full 7 days. Here we do not say miktas hayam kekulei. That means, for example, if Tuesday before shkia, she does the hefsek tara, so Wednesday becomes day one. So you now have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 7 complete days. Tuesday night is the first possible time that she could go to the mikveh. On that night, about 1 hour before Tzeitzach HaChavim, she begins Chafifa, and the Seder Chafifa, which means preparation for the mikveh, should be Kisha, should be about an hour. The woman takes a bath, and a number of other things are done to make sure she's completely clean in order that there should be no chatzitzas when she goes into the mikveh. After Tzeitzach HaChavim, she goes to the mikveh, and then she becomes mutter to her husband. There are two other aspects of Hilchas Nida which we need to point out. The first aspect is what we call harchakas. While a woman is a Nida, we have special precautions which are called harchakas. With these halachas, not only is it usur for a husband to touch his wife, or of course have relations with his wife, but he can't give her objects directly from hand to hand, and isn't allowed to be mistakel b'mekaymas hamachusais, as well as other halachas that we won't really get into here. Finally, we have the halachas of vestos, of a vest, the anniversary of her last period. If the last time there was 28 days from the beginning of her period to the beginning of her next period, so this time around, on the 28th day, she must separate from her husband, because 28 days was the anniversary since the last time she had her period. This is called the Vest Hafloga, her private calendar system. In addition to this, since the average woman has 30 days between periods, she must also be parish from her husband on day 30. In addition, many people are machmir, like the Shita of the Chavas Das, who holds that she must be parish on day 31 as well. Again, these halachas are complex, and what we've just said is a very broad overview. Obviously, one must learn the halachas clearly and review them every so often. When in doubt, one should consult with their rav. And now let's begin our Mishnah. Shammai says, any woman who sees dam, because she did a bedika, she actually checked, and she saw dam, whether she saw the dam because it came completely out from her guf, it came completely out of her body, or even if it just came out of the mekor, but is now only in the beis achitzon, and it has not left her guf yet, she still becomes tameh. But she only becomes tameh dayon shaitan, only from right now, mikan ula haba, from now moving out to the future, not retroactively. Hillel is machmir. Because he holds that even though she sees it now, but it's possible that the dam was there from before. So he must say that she was really tame even from before, and she was tame since her last bedika, since the last time she checked. I.e., if she did a bedika or a pekida 4 weeks ago, but last week she touched taharas, kaidesh, truma, and so on, they all become tame. Because we say that probably she was tame already 4 weeks ago. So if she touched something a week ago, those things are also tame. The Chachamim say, we do like neither Beis Hillel or like Beis Shammai. We go back either a Me'es La'es, a period of 24 hours, or back to the last Bedika, whichever is shorter. So the maximum amount of time we would say that she was tame going backwards would be a maximum of 24 hours. So if a woman has a Vest Kavua, i.e., she sees blood every month at the same time, in other words, the same number of days between sightings, between her from one period to the next, then we don't have to be machmir and go back l'mafreya. Since if she sees it at her set time, we're not chayshish that it was really there earlier, but it hasn't come out yet from the guf. So even Hillel and the Chachamim would agree with Shammai, and we would say dayan shaitan. She's only tameh mikan ulahaba, from now going forward. The Mishnah continues by saying that if a woman is meshamesh with edim, which is not something bizman hazeh, then a woman, in those days, a woman used to do a bedika before tashmish with her husband, and she used to do a bedika afterwards. So when she did this, we don't have to be machmer either, since she did the bedika and found no blood. When a woman sees dam, for the first 7 days, she's called a nida. And from day 8, that she sees dam for an 11 more days, we call her a zava. Regardless of the vest question in the machlekes, this calculation of 7 plus 11 does not change. Now let's begin our Gemara. Shammai holds dayan shaita, meaning that we only go mikan ula haba, that she becomes tameh, since we have a chazaka that she's tahar. So why be machmer and assume there was dam before she saw it? Hillel, on the other hand, is machmer. Since she normally sees blood every month, it creates a reyesa, which overrides the chazaka that she is not tameh. The Gemara says a mikvah must have 40 saw of water. 5 days ago, let's say, we checked it, and it had 40 saw. Today we check it, and it only has 38. So we say that if kelim were put in the mikvah during these 5 days, we say that they're tameh, even if the mikvah is in a rishus harabim. We know that normally we hold that a safek tumah b'rishus hayachid, we go la'achmer, and a safek tumah b'rishus harabim, we go la'kula. So in this case, we say that these kelim are tameh, even though the mikvah is in rishus harabim, and safek tameh b'rishus harabim is la'kula. And here we're machmer, since the keli has a chazaka that it's tameh. And in addition, we see that the mikvah is chaser lefanecha. It's right now in front of us, it's chaser. So since we have tarti l'reisa, we have two problems, therefore we're machmer. Daf Gimel. The general rule is safek tuma birshus harabim is tahar, and safek tuma birshus hayachid is tameh. This is learned from saita, since saita is a safek to begin with, and that's something which happens birshus hayachid, in that case we say tameh. Shammai is mekel, because if blood taka went from the mekor into the beis achitzain, a woman would have a hargasha, she would feel it. Even if it doesn't come completely out from her body, she would still feel it. While Hillel is machmir, since maybe she did have a hargasha, but it was a hargasha, a feeling that she had to urinate, not a feeling of blood flowing. We should point out that in a Torah, a woman is not called a nida unless she has a hargasha, the actual tangible feeling of blood flowing. If a woman notices, however, the discharge and she doesn't have a hargasha, then we say that she's tamei midrabbanan. Also, that a woman who notices a kesem, a blood spot on her clothing, is also tamei midrabbanan. Unless the blood can be attributed to other sources, then we say she's tahar. If a woman notices blood when she does a bedika, the internal examination, then we say that she's a nida min ha-tara, even though she didn't have a hargasha, because we say that really she may have had a hargasha, and she felt that the nida blood came out, but it was during the bedika, maybe that since she was doing the bedika, she didn't feel the sensation of the hargasha that she had, because it was blocked by the fact that she was doing a bedika. The Gemara says that if a woman finds a kesem, a spot of blood on her clothing, we have to be chayshish that it came from her, and we cannot automatically assume that a bird may have dropped it on her. The Gemara says another svara of shamai to be mekel is so that we can increase period of erivia. If we're machmir, it will be harder for the woman to have relations with her husband. The Gemara says yesterday there were taharis that were stored in a box. Today we find a dead sheretz in a different corner of the box. Chizkiah said, the taharis are kosher. Rabbi Yechanan says they're tameh. I.e. were chayshish that the sheretz was there yesterday, and therefore it was metame the box, which then was metame the taharis. Daf Dalet. If someone touched a body at night, and he didn't know if it was alive or it was dead, and in the morning he found out that it was dead, so it's a machlekes if we go l'mafreya, that it's tame, or we go mikan ulahaba. The chachamim say that we assume that the body was already dead during the night when the person touched it, because kol hatmea is kishas mitziyasan. The present state is assumed to have existed previously as well, and therefore the person who touched it is considered to be a tamei meis because he touched a dead body. We know that there's a certain set of halachas of avelus, of mourning, which have to be practiced for 30 days after the death of one's 7 closest relatives. So if a person loses a parent or a child, husband, a wife, brother, sister, and so on, then we know there's a period, the first 30 days is called the shleishim, and there's certain hilchas avelus which apply to the shleishim. The Mari ben Leif, which is brought in the Taz Yerodeah, Simen Shin Tzadik Zayin Sifkot and Beis, says that if one hears about the death of his relative, who lived in a distant country, this is brought in Kunjus Aladaf, but he doesn't know whether the relative is dead for more than 30 days, then he's mechuyev to practice the laws of Avelos on the chance that he is still within 30 days of the death. He argues that since the relative had a cheskes chai, we must assume that he was alive until the recent past, and that 30 days have not yet elapsed since his death. Vataz, however, disagrees and says that the assumption of cheskas chai can only be applied so long as we have no knowledge that a death occurred. However, in this case, where the relative is known to have died, we must assume that the death occurred shortly after the last time he was known to be alive. Vataz likens this to the case in the Mishnah, in Taharis, of the one who touches the body in the middle of the night, the case here in our Gemara. He argues that according to the Chachamim, who rule that if the body is discovered dead in the morning, we assume that it was dead all night as well, called Timaeus Kashas Mitziyasan. Here too, since the relative is currently known to be dead, we assume that he was dead as far back as possible. The Taz therefore paters a person from practicing Hilchas Avelas and Hilchas of Shleishim in such a case like this. The Gemara says the rule is that regarding when we find Timaeus, we assume that it is now what it was before, if it's in the same place. However, if it's in a different place, we may have a suffix of Tame. The rule is that all suffix Tumah b'Rishis HaYochid, we go l'chumra, as we mentioned by Saita, but b'Rishis HaRabim, we go l'kula. Any woman who was involved in Taharas, the Chachamim were geyser, but they must do a Bedika examination, both in the morning and at night. And the morning Bedika is Matir v'Taharas, she touched last night. Finally, there are four women who normally don't see Dam. So if they see the dam now, we're not chayshish that she was a nida l'mafreya. This includes a besula, who never saw dam before, a mu'baris, a woman who was pregnant, a meinika, a woman who was nursing, and finally a zakena, a woman who is old. Dafe. Rabbi Chananya ben Atigna said, all women, if we see a kesem, a spot of blood on clothing, we're chayshish for tuma l'mafreya, except for a young girl. But by a woman where we say, dayan shaitan, we're not chayshish l'mafreya for ri'ya. So too for a kesem, for a spot. Rameir holds the chumra by a kesem, even by Dayan Shaitan. The Shach and Simon Kuf Tzadik Sifkat and Gimel says that even if a kesem is found on the body of a girl who is a katana, she's still tahar. Even though we can be pretty certain that the blood probably came from the girl and not from somewhere on the outside, nevertheless, since this discharge was not accompanied by a hargosha, if we call that, we say that it's a kesem, and the Chachamim did not impose tuma on a kesem of a girl who is a katana. If a woman does a bedika before relations, that's not called a good bedika vis-a-vis the 24 hours of l'mafreya, because she's in a rush to have relations, so she doesn't check that well. Finally, if someone was putting on a talus, and there was tuma next to him, if it's a suffix, if the talus touched the tuma, we go l'kula. If for sure it touched, however, then we say that it's tameh. If a woman finds a kesem, she is tame, and she can be metame food or drink l'mafreya. Anything she sat or laid on, or if she moved a klicheres, even if it was sealed, they become tame. Ula said that the chaverim in Galil were metaher their wines for using in nesachim, since they held sheyabana beis hamigdash v'karev. The shivcha of the kain gadol used to check herself between each loaf of bread that she braided, and once she found tumas nida, so he passled only the last one. But had she not checked between each one, all would be tame, l'mafreya, up to 24 hours, as we mentioned, of me'es le'es. Finally, if we make dough, and there's a suffix tuma, before it becomes dough, it's like chulin, so we can cause tuma to it. But after it becomes dough, it becomes chayev b'chala, and it's also to cause tuma to the dough. Daf zayin. The halacha of tuma l'mafreya by truma only applies to kodesh, not chulin. But if we have a case of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, this is referring to the fact that tzaddikim used to treat even chulin as kodesh, so if there was even a suffix tuma, they wouldn't eat it. This is chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. This chumra of tuma l'mafreya may not apply. The maskana is that it does apply by tumas nida. The next Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, by four women we say dayan shaitan. If they have a ri'iyah of dam, we don't assume that she is a nida l'mafreya. A besula, one who never saw dam, a mu'baris, a woman who was expecting, a meinika, one who was nursing, and zakena, one who was older. Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases. Number one, dayan shaitan, as we mentioned here in the Mishnah. Number two, if a woman has pains before child labor, it is possible for her still to become a zava. Number three, by zav and zava, if they only did a bedika on days 1 and 7, but forgot on days 2 through 6, we counted b'di'evet as a full 7 days, since she's b'cheskas tahara. Finally, number four, if the back of a keli was touched and became tame via a liquid, which is tame min rabbanan, it is metame the liquid, to be a rishon latuma. But it isn't metame food, even to make truma into a shlishi latuma. Finally, really, oichlin u'mashkin cannot be metame a keli. Only an av hatuma can be metame odom v'kelim. But the Chacham made a special takana that liquids can be metame, as the gezera of mashkin zav v'zava, for example, saliva, therefore they were machmer on that kind of a case. Davches. If someone needed small amounts of dough, pachas mishir chala, if later you put them baked in a basket, they're mitzdaref to a shir to be mechayev chala. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava testified on five halachas, including the fact that we ask a ketana to do mian, so we can b'kayim the mitzvah of yibum. And if a husband goes overseas, if one aide came along and said that he died, we allow her to remarry. Where one says Havdalah in Shemayin Esrei, is a machlekes if we say the Havdalah, Mutzai Shabbos, in Atochainen, or in Maidim. Rabbi Chiya says just like leavening is good for dough, so too a lot of dam nida is good for a woman. And the more she has, the potential for more children is higher. Finally, to say daya shaita by a pregnant woman, Sumcha says she needs to be pregnant for 3 months. That's when it's recognizable that she's actually pregnant. Ramesha Zichron Levracha, in the Igros Moshe Yeradeich El Gimel, Simen Nud Beis, explains that the Bach holds that if a woman is seeing dam, this is proof that she's not pregnant, even though the Gemara indicates that it's common for a woman to see blood during the first 3 months of pregnancy. This is because Nishtana Hatva Ativim, the nature of people and things have changed since back then. Daftes. If a woman is nursing, Rameir holds Dayan Shaitan, and if she sees dam, she isn't Mitame anything. Others hold this only applies up to 24 months. After that, even if she nurses, if she sees dam, we don't say daya shaita, and she becomes tame. If an old woman has 3 months of no dam, and then she sees 3 months, and then she has another 3 months where she doesn't see, and another one where she does, we say daya shaita. But the third time that she sees for 3 months, then we need to be machmer. Finally, if a woman is very young, and she sees dam, we say daya shaita. But on the third re'iyah, we have to be machmer and say that she's like a regular woman. We have to be chayshish l'mafreya for a me'es le'es. Dafyot. Rebbe holds that if a woman has two re'iyahs, we already assume a chazaka, and by number three we have to be chayshish l'mafreya and can't be mekel with daya shaita. If a young child has two re'iyahs, daya shaita, but we see a kesem on her clothing, she's tahar. But if she sees kesem between number two and number three, Chizkia says tame, since she now has a chazaka to see dam. Rabbi Yochanan says tahar, since we only have two so far, not three sightings. So therefore we can be mekel by kesem as well, because there's no real chazaka. By Benos Yisrael, before they reach the proper age, we say they are becheskas tahara, so they don't need to do bedikas. But after they reach the right age, they are becheskas tmea, and they should do bedikas. Rabbi Yehuda says they don't do bedikas with their hand, because a fingernail can cause a cut with blood, but rather they should wipe it with oil. Finally, when we say in the Mishnah daya shaita, we mean it's only by the first re'iyah of dam. The second one were chayshish l'mafreya. Rav says this is referring to all four women in the Mishnah. Shmuel says it's only referring to a zekena and a besula. But by Milberes and a menika, we say daya shaita the entire time. Daf Yud Aleph. If a woman sees dam after jumping up and down or after exercising, it's a machlekes if we call this a full-fledged vest. The next Mishnah. Even though we say daya shaita, and we're not chayshish l'mafreya, that she's a nida, when we're dealing with taharas, she must do a bedika, unless she's a nida, so that it's obvious that she's already tame. So she has to do the bedika, and she must examine herself before bia, unless she is a besula. And the bedika must be done both at morning and at night. If she's an eishes kayin, she must also check and do a bedika before eating truma. Gemara. Rav holds that all kinds of blood, tame and tahar, come from one source. But Levi says tahar comes from one source, and blood which is tameh comes from a different source. A child who was too young to see dam nida, who got married, had relations, and then saw dam, Beis Shammai says we give her 4 nights where we assume the blood is dam besulim, not dam nida. Beis Hillel says she gets until the wound is healed. Shmuel says if a woman is having relations with her husband, she doesn't need to do a bedika. But others argue that she does need a bedika, especially if she's involved in touching taharas. Daf Yud Beis. The rule is that if a man left town and his wife was in a cheskes tahira, she doesn't need to do a bedika. But if she was a nida when he left town, then she has a cheskes tuma until she says tahira ani. Kuntras al Daf brings the Shulchan Aruch Yeradeya Simen Kuf Pehe Sifalf, and he writes that in codifying this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says that after a woman is in a state of nida, her husband may not assume that she is tahar until she informs him, Tavalti, I immersed in the mikvah. The Aruch HaShulchan and Simen Kuf Pehe, that same Simen, Sifkot and Dalet, he says that if sufficient time has elapsed for the Nida to purify herself, it's not essential that she say the words Tahira Ani or Tavalti. As long as she behaves in a manner toward her husband which demonstrates that she's no longer a Nida, for example, she gives him something, which is normally Osir, to hand from one to the other when she's a Nida, then the husband may assume, without even asking, that she has gone to the mikveh and she's Tahar. The Chavas Das, also in that siman in Sifkat Nalf, he, however, maintains that the wife must explicitly inform her husband that she is tahar. He may not deduce from her actions that she's tahar just from what she's doing. The Balei HaShulchan there in Sifkat Zayin explains that the Chavas Das requires an explicit statement, not because verbal edus is required, but rather because a wife could momentarily forget that she is tameh, and therefore, even though her actions point to the fact that she considers herself tahar, the husband must hear specifically state that she actually went to the mikveh, and therefore she's tahar. Finally, Rameir says here in the Gemara, if a woman doesn't have a vest, the husband cannot have relations with her, and she doesn't get peris, mezainis, or aksuba. Chanina says she can have relations as long as a bedika is done. This marks the end of this perek. Perek Beis Kol Hayad, Daf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah. A hand of a woman used for bedikas should be praised, but for a man it could be negative if he does bedikas on himself, since it could lead to being mitzi zera levatola. Gemara. If a kain becomes a balkari, he is not allowed to eat truma. And Rabbi Yechanan says, any man who is mitzi shichvas zera levatola is chayav misa. Rabbi Yitzchak says, one who is mitzi shichvas zera levatola, it's like being shayfech damim, since this zera could have created a child. Rav Asi says it's ki'ilu oived avodah zara. When a person urinates, it's better to be careful not to touch the front part of the aver, since he could accidentally be mitzi shichva zera levatala. Anyone who has bad thoughts, which could lead to be mitzi shichva zera levatala, will not be brought to the presence of Hashem. A person should try to be mekayim the mitzvah of piria verivya to help bring Mashiach quicker. Reb Chelbai said, Kushin gerim li Yisrael kesapachas. Gerim make it hard for Klal Yisrael, since they may learn something negative from them. The Mishnah. A woman who is deaf, blind, or is a shaita, since they are incapable of proper bedikas, someone should help them with a bedika and the mikvah, so they'll be allowed to eat chuma, if they're married to a kain or they're a bas kain. Gemara. If a woman is deaf, but she can speak, then she can do her own bedikas. Daf Yud Dalet. Those who ride on camels cannot eat truma, since it's common for them to be mitzi shichva zera levatol. The next Mishnah. The way of Bnei Yisrael is to use two bedika cloths after tashmish, one for her and one for him, to check for dam. The tznuais use the third one to check before tashmish as well. If dam was seen on his cloth, she probably was a nida before, and they must then bring a carbon chatas, since he was probably bayil a nida. Gemara. If a woman was urinating and she saw dam, Rameir says if she was standing, we assume it's dam nida. If she was sitting, we say it's tahira. Rabbi Yossi says always tahira. Daf Tezvav. Me'es la'es and ksamim, spats, are only tumais midrabana. The next Mishnah. A woman is considered to be tahar for her husband without a bedika. We only need bedikas if she's going to eat truma or taharas. And if the husband returns from a trip, we also say that she has a cheskas tahira without him asking. Gemara. Reish Lakish said when he returns from a trip, we only say that she has an automatic status of tahar if he came back within 30 days of her last re'iyah. But after 30 days, he must ask her. Rashi says the average time between re'iyahs is 30 days. That's where that comes from. Rapuna says only tahar if he returns before the time of her vest. But after the zman of the vest, then she's possibly tameh, since vestais are midaraisa. So we have to be careful. The Rambam explains that Reish Lakish and Rav Huna are addressing different cases, and they're really not arguing with each other. Reish Lakish is referring to a woman who does not have a vest kavua. She doesn't have a fixed cycle. Whereas Rav Huna is referring to a woman who has a vest kavua, an actual fixed time every month, and from one month to the next, it's the same number of days between her period. Finally, grain only becomes tevel if it comes as grain through the front door of the house. Daf Tezayin. The general rule is that if we have a vadai and a suffix, we go with the assumption of the vadai, since we say ein safik mitzi midei vadai. The shaila of vest, i.e. a woman, must check herself on the anniversary of her last re'iyah, this is about 30 days, is this midaraisa or midarabanan? Rabbi Eliezer says it's midaraisa, so if she forgot to check on that day, we assume she is tameh. Rabbi Yeshua says it's only midarabanan, so right now she checks, and if she sees no blood, we say that she's tahar. If she does see blood, then obviously she's tameh. Finally, if a woman sees dam due to a wound in the area near the makor, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says tahar, even around the vest. Rabbi says if it's the time of the vest, we must be chayshish that she's a nidah.